Jeremy Bradley here once again live from Indianapolis, Indiana, and our Indie Adventure is brought to you by ShopErnie.com. Everyone loves a golden retriever puppy. Ernie and his dogmestic partner, Basil, have the perfect greeting card for your next occasion. Whether they are formal in their tuxedos, wearing their Christmas antlers, or just giving you those sad puppy dog eyes, your message will make people smile. Check out the greeting card collection at ShopErnie.com. That's ShopErnie.com. I am at Fountain Square, the theater, bowling alley, hotel, dance hall. I'm missing it all, but we'll recap. We'll go floor by floor, Linton. And right. Well, thanks for having us here. Let's talk about this building, because it is like a multiplex is what I would call it.
Yeah, it's got a number of different entertainment features that I guess begin, if you want to go on the roof, it has a cocktail and appetizers bar on the roof, sees about 120 people.
I forgot.
Yeah, and so the roof has got a great view of the city, and it's unique setting. Just if it's raining, you probably won't go, and if it's 95, it's probably too hot.
Well, we started the tour up there, and so incredible views of the city. You were telling me which direction the sun sets, so I imagine it's mid-afternoon right now, but the sunset is beautiful. Let's go down a floor or two. What are we going to experience next?
Well, on the fourth floor, the floor right below the roof is a bowling alley. It opened in 1928. We reopened it in 93, and it was a bowling alley that had eight lanes and had a pool hall. Now, today, it's duck pin bowling, which is a unique game that's in the East Coast of the United States predominantly. Five-inch bowling ball, nine-inch tall pins on a regulation bowling lane. So it's a game that's challenging. Now, Canada, I think, has a game called five pins, which is very similar, except in this case, it's a full rack of 10 pins you shoot at.
Five-pin bowling, I think, yeah, is more common in Canada because we have, and it's the small ball that we use with that as well. Okay, so you've got that. Let's go down one more floor. Which floor is the hotel?
Third floor is the hotel.
Okay.
We have 11 hotel rooms on the third floor. It's a boutique hotel, and it's done very much on an upscale approach with king, queen-size bed. It's got a great view from a number of the rooms of downtown. But it is, again, a quaint situation. We're only three blocks from 6570, so you can get any place in this United States by within three blocks.
And north.
Yeah, Canada as well. That's correct. Yeah, 65, whatever. Yes.
I gotta say, you know, you call it a hotel, which is the traditional term of a hotel is somewhere you stay for a few days. They are not. They are, I would almost say, apartment, almost like condo-ish. But and I guess if somebody wanted to stay for a month,
yeah,
they could.
We got weekly and monthly rates, so people can stay and have stayed for a length of time. But it really is marketed as a hotel. But you're right. The length of stay is dependent upon the person's preference.
We've got pictures at indie.jbonair.com. So one more floor down.
Well, the second floor is the floor which our offices are in, and then our home. We live in the building, so on the second floor is our personal residence, and it is more private in that floor.
How many pets do you have now?
Three dogs, a parrot, and a koi pond, and I used to have chickens, but they're gone.
They're gone now. They're being served in the bowl. No. And then I know you just showed us that it's being set up for a fairly big wedding, wedding reception anyway, this weekend that's coming up.
Right. The theater in this building was originally a vaudeville theater, became a movie theater, and in 59 it closed and was gutted out, made into a department store, a Woolworth department store. We came in here in 93 and we restored that theater with 40-foot dome, twinkling stars. And it is now an event facility, which we have swing dance on the second, fourth Friday, live music. And with that, we have wedding receptions, which we do have one tomorrow for about 300 plus people. And it's really turned out to be a great room for functions corporately as well as family oriented. Other things on the first floor then is we have a barbershop, a beauty shop, we have restaurants, and we have a bar. So those are all the things on the first floor.
You've opened a mall, and so I have to ask, I'm sure you've been asked many times, how have you decided what you're housing in the building? How did you decide this bowling alley is going to stay on this floor and let me have another one that's done up as a 50s type diner?
Well, I think the answer is the fourth floor bowling alley was here in 1928, so that was kind of a pre-given. The theater was kind of a theater in 1928, so that was a kind of a pre-given. It was what they were and what I decided to make. Now, the hotel became something we did because there were no hotels in the area, and the Grand Prix that had come to the Indianapolis market in the mid-90s determined that we should be renting these out for places to stay. Now, the other areas of the building, be it the ground floor restaurants and so forth, and the lower level Duckpin Bowling, which is our 50s, was done because they were just there, and I felt, well, I could use a restaurant. I need some food to go with this alcohol. And the bowling alley in the basement was just another extension of an 8-lane bowling alley that was extremely busy. And doing the same thing in the bowling alley just allowed us to mature or grow what was being asked of us by the public.
What's next?
Retirement.
Smart. How many years from now? When you come on, you can't give this up. You love it.
I guess the simplest answer to that is I am retired. I'm 70 years old. I work every day, and so my fun is this building, but I think the word retirement is within each person's perception. I'm not going to quit working, but right. I'm technically retired.
We've got to wrap this up, but at 70, you're quite a bowling legend. I'm going to say legend. You're a bowling legend. Tell us about your biggest bowling story. What do you have? What do you got?
Oh,
what's your highest score?
I've shot a 300 a few times, but the biggest story is when I was 19 years old. I was the city all-events champion here in Indianapolis, and I was the youngest person to ever beat everyone in an all events in a regular bowling game. So my achievement as a young man has been probably the top of my bowling career. Even though I've won some state titles and a few other things, that was the real achievement to be so young and do so well.
And you know, you've made it when you have a sports card.
Oh.
You have a bowling card. There's a card. You've got a tribute to yourself, which is pretty cool because you've got some mementos.
I've got a few things that I've accomplished, and yeah, thank you.
All right. So if people want to check out more information, I know you've got a website and everything where people can take a look. Why don't you tell us what that address is?
Well, our address is Fountain Square Indy. That's INDY.com. Now, if you go to FountainSquareIndy.com, you can also visit every parcel of our building, our hotel rooms, everything on our 360 tour. So you can go on the roof of the building and see the skyline of Indianapolis. You can see all the spaces in our building. So feel free to come and look at our website at fountainsquareindy.com.
Perfect. And we've got, again, those pictures of our tour and the fun here at indy.jbonair.com, and we can link you through to the Fountain Square Theater building website. I gotta say, this is a pretty, you could spend all day here and night because there's a hotel, and then you can do it again the next morning. Well, Linton, thanks so much for having us here. It's been great.
Well, thank you for having me here. Thank you.